Hi, welcome to the Happiness Hive podcast. I'm Catherine Bowyer and I am completely fascinated by people and what motivates them. I've spent the past 3.5 decades specialising in mindset and human behaviour, and I've helped thousands of people to create happy and amazing lives. And now I am super excited to be chatting with women from around the world who I have secret, and to be honest, not so secret crushes on. They're women who inspire me. I'm intrigued as to how they do life and what makes them tick. I want to find out their magic formula that makes them who they are. And at the end of the episode, I'd love for you to say, I'd like a little bit of what she's having. The conversations are real and raw. They're full of passion, inspiration, and lots of fun. And nothing is off limits. So grab yourself a cuppa or pop on your trackie and go for a walk and join us for today's chat. There may just be that pearl of wisdom you need to hear. So let's shimmy on over and get started. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Happiness Hive podcast. And this is another one of my little quick sticks happiness tips. So a shorter episode. Let me know, comment or message me whether you like these little shorter ones or whether you like the longer ones. I'm easy. Like I kind of think short ones are good where I just focus on a point. I'm a little bit more less waffly when I do this. I'm still a little bit waffly, but let me know in the comments or message me about what you would prefer. So this one is about glow up your life and it's about shining bright in action. And do you know what? I wrote the topic for this. I planned out my podcast, which is new for me. I planned out these solo eps and the quick sticks happiness tips, kind of what I think people might be interested in based on what people, you know, through my coaching clients and conversations with people. So I'm not just picking them at random. But to glow up your life, I wrote this out before I came up with my up experiment for this year. So if you listen, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, listen to the last episode of Quick Sticks Happiness Tips, but I have my guiding light. I'm doing an up experiment where I have three kind of focus areas to lighten up, to show up, and to glow up. So maybe that came from this podcast topic. I don't know. So anyway, I just thought I'd share what that means for me and how you can actually shine your light and what shining bright actually means in action, how you do it. Actually, when I look at myself, so I'm recording here, I've got a, what color green would you call this? Spearmint? Bright spearmint? I don't know. What color? Teal? Dress. This is a beautiful color. It's got little bows on the shoulder. I'm not really a bow kind of girl, but it's, and you're just seeing the bows, but it's got pockets. It's just a beautiful sundress. It's got pockets and color is something that helps me to glow. Like if you look, and I must admit, I feel amazing. And there's just a real clarity around me at the moment. And some of that's just to do with the color that I wear. So for me, color is something that's really, really important. And really, I'm a mood dresser, but it's also the energetic properties that it brings. With it, green is a color of the heart chakra. So it's also reflecting that love that I've got for you. And if you look also at my eyes, when I wear a color, the green, it really makes my eyes that color as well. It emphasizes that color. And my eyes, they're actually looking quite bright and clear at the moment. So color is part of that glowing up. But glow up for me really is about tuning in and doing what lights me up. Really knowing and immersing myself as much as possible. It doesn't mean that I do it. It doesn't mean that there's nothing in life that I don't love. Does that make sense? Sorry. There are still things that I don't love doing that I have to do because that's just what grown-ups and we have to, and business people
And there's stuff that if I could not do it, I probably wouldn't. And like, they're the things I procrastinate on. They're the things I put off. They're the things that make me go, N-n-n-n-n. But what I try and do is more of what lights me up and turns me on. And I guess to do that, and a lot of women that I work with go, well, I don't even know. I've really lost touch with doing those things I love. And I'm not sure if I really knew what I love doing. I've kind of just been swept up in life. That's what we don't want. We don't want you swept up in life. We want you to be making conscious, beautiful, juicy choices about what lights you up and really turns you on. So first thing, what are those things? Second thing, do more of them. End of podcast. Actually, maybe that's a bit too short, but we don't need to overcomplicate it. So things that really, really light me up are here in this space, sharing with you, sharing with the community. I love my work. I have consciously chosen the work that I do, and I've consciously chosen to work with a certain demographic of women who also want to do more of what lights them up. So that fills my cup to the brim to overflowing when I can help other women to do what they love doing. Easy peasy, that's what lights me up. And there's different ways that I do that. So the helping, the sharing, the teaching, I love strategizing. So I have, you know, I have longer term coaching programs. I have shorter workshops. I've got the Success Express strategy session. I love that. Helping to strategize people to work out what they want in life and how to make that happen. So I'm a life strategist. Love, love, love it. I love planning and organizing, but I also really love that spontaneous space. So when I do my podcasts, sure, I've got a framework, I've got a structure, but I love the spontaneity. And the feedback that I've heard is that listeners love it when I kind of not go rogue, but where I do this, where stuff pops into my mind and I do real life processing around it. So I love the spontaneity. I'm not running them at the moment, but probably will be again the Spark session, where that was just free coaching. People could rock up. I didn't even know who would enroll for that. They would rock up and then they would ask me questions. I love that hot seat coaching. That's where I spark your inspiration, but that sparks my inspiration, lights me up. I love everything about human behavior and mindset and why people do what they do. What makes people tick? I'm intrigued. And that's really started this podcast, is I'm just intrigued about how people do life. So the podcast very much started with interviewing others, but I've got a lot of feedback that people want to hear more from me. So I guess sharing how I do life, but I'm really intrigued as to what makes people tick and the magic of who they are. I love my family. Like most times, not all the time, I'll be honest, but most times hanging with the family lights me up and just being with them. And there's some funny, yeah, just being with the family definitely lights me up. I don't know, you possibly know this about me. I love organizing beautiful experiences for people. So when you work with me, it's not just about wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, here's an answer to your question, move on. It's the experience is as important as the destination, the journey. And I'm so excited that when we move down the coast, that I will get to provide beautiful experiences for, I'm not exactly sure what they're going to be, but it's about a beautiful experience. I'm really keen to take women to back to Bali and have a beautiful experience. I love, oh my gosh, that just fills my cup so much. Beauty is really important. And beauty isn't about, I mean, I see a lot of beauty in people, but it's not the physical, even though I see a lot of physical beauty, it's the beauty of their soul and who they are. And I got this case, I think I've shown it, maybe, I don't know, but it's on my desk and it's just this beautiful pencil case I got when I was in America. And it's got, I am going to make everything around me beautiful. That will be my life, from Elsie DeWolf. That resonates with me. I love making everything around me beautiful. And you hear me say about living your best and most extraordinary and beautiful life. That has so much resonance for me. And it's not that external experience. It's the beauty within. So anyway, I talked about color and style. Like you probably know, I was a stylist and I was very seriously, I just wasn't ready to pursue that business, but I was very seriously considering that instead of Happiness Hive and my corporate business. But I choose to use style and color, and even color in my surrounds. Like you can see that I match my candle. So important. But that it feels beautiful, but it's the energy that comes with that as well. I really love time alone. I love hanging with people. Love it. Don't get me wrong. But I really, really love the time that I have to myself. And John said to me one day recently, he said, do you get bored, like working from home most of the time on your own? And I'm going, no, I love it. I love it. And I'm not at home on my own all the time. I get to go out with clients. I get to have coffee catch-ups. I get to go to networking and hang. I get to be with friends. But I also get the beautiful sanctuary of being here and not being with all those people and in their energy. I love learning. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize. And it's interesting. I think I can't even remember what podcast it was, but it was one where I was sharing about, you know, the struggles that I had at school. And learning was hard, and university learning was hard. Like my brain just wasn't calibrated for it. But as I've got to learn more about me and how my brain works and how I work, I love learning and also learning more about human design. When that's in my profile, I'm here to learn and to go deep. And when something interests me, holy hell, do I go deep. And one of the things I think when I talk about sharing more of me, there's so much stuff that I don't share. Just, it's not that I want to keep it a secret, but gosh, there's so many things that people don't know that I know that I want to share more of, if that makes sense. So we'll see how that unfolds. I love salted caramel chocolates. Makes me glow. When we were in Bali, there was some vegan cheesecake, a salted caramel cheesecake. Hot. It was so good. And one of the things today, I was reflecting. So glowing up is about, really, for me, knowing what you love. And if you don't know what you love, experiment. Check in, try some stuff out. Think about what you did as a kid. Just what is it that you love doing? What are the things that you feel blurt about? And then just try and do more of what you love. But I was with a coaching client earlier today, and she was a new client, beautiful, beautiful client. And she had She had a flat energy about her. Now, I was in a flat mood yesterday, so I'm not saying we all have to be sparkly and shiny every minute of the day, but her aura was very, very heavy. It was a heavy energy. And we're talking about her coaching on what was happening at work, and there was some elements she didn't talk about it in. It was lighting her up. It was a really draining, some experiences that had happened that were quite negative experiences in her reaction to the experiences. It was just this cycle, that this kind of spiral. And then we delved a bit deeper and she was talking about the heaviness of the world and what's happening in the world at the moment. And there's so much destruction. And there absolutely is. But she was consumed by what was happening. And we were talking through the day and just really worried about things that are happening. So one of the things about glowing up is what is it that we can be worried, absolutely, but we've got to think about what impact is that having on us and how useful can we be to people in our lives if we've got that heavy energy. So we just talked about some strategies that she could to lighten up and start her day and to still do what she's doing and to still be very involved in her community activities, but to think about the intentions and to really look after her. So it was about balance. It was about balance and not absorbing the heaviness, but being able to then contribute in a way that's going to be helpful. And we talked about grounding, clearing, and protecting. So my morning practice, part of my morning practice is I do a grounding activity. So I just be able to, so I'm not too flighty and off with the fairies. I then do a clearing visualization where I'm clearing the energy, any residual energy that's not mine and I don't want to hang around. And then I do a protection visualization where I'm actually protecting my energy for the day ahead from any stuff that I don't want to be part of my being. And then I set my intentions for the day. And that's kind of, that helps me to set up for a really great positive day. So glowing up and shining bright, it's not about how we look, but it's about how we look after ourselves and our whole self. So our mind, our body, and our spirit. So I have this little mantra is to live like I love myself. And I really do love myself, but I remind myself to live like I love myself. So I move. How would somebody move if they loved themselves? How would somebody eat if they loved themselves? How would somebody work if they loved themselves? How would somebody talk to themselves if they loved themselves? How would somebody show up in the world if they loved themselves and if they were shining brightly? How would they show up in themselves? And I talked about that in the last little tips about the version of you that you want to be. It is. It's about being you, being all of you. And if you don't know who that is, and there's a lot of women, there's a lot of women who have got caught up in the busyness of life and they just have lost connection, they've lost sight of who they really are. Reach out. That's what I do. That's what I'm absolutely about, is helping women to get excited about life, to shine brightly, to really get to know who they are, connect with themselves at a deep and beautiful level, and to live life their way. And when you're living life your way, that's when you glow up. That's when you shine bright. And your version of shining bright might be different to my version of shining bright. Shining bright does not mean that we have to be going and ramming ourselves in people's faces. It doesn't mean that we have to be doing songs and dances and, you know, Instagram, TikTok, dancey things. Because some of our showing up is a very gentle, reflective, conscious energy. Some of us showing up as our true selves are bright and loud and, you know, in your face. That's okay. It's about doing it your way. So hopefully this short little quick sticks happiness tip about how to glow up your life and shine bright in action. So sum it up is, what is it that you love doing? What turns you on? And do more of that in life. Easy. See ya. Love you. Bye. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can spread the love by sharing it with a friend so she can have a little bit of what we had today. And don't forget to rate and review so we can get it into as many hearts and ears as possible. You can keep the conversation going over on my socials at The Happiness Hive. And if you'd like more high-vibe happiness in your life, come and join me in our community of inspired and motivated women, where you'll have everything that you need to be truly happy and bounce out of bed every day, living and loving your best and most beautiful life. To find out more, pop over to the Happiness Hive website and click on the link Working with Catherine. Until next time, big hugs and happiness.